So our voice out yesterday, we started speaking about martyr number 5 in the Aseres Nesorah Harodei Malkus, who, according to the Eila Eskra, was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. So one thing that we mentioned yesterday was that from the age of 18, it says, Ad Pei Shonim, until 80 years, that he never had a proper shluf. He never ever, he didn't do a bagel for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't do 6 hours. Well, so it says, Ela Kashina Sasus.
And with 6 hours, by the way, is unlikely.
We discussed, exactly. So we discussed yesterday, Shina Sasus. The Gemara says, Shittin Nishmin, 60 breaths. It doesn't mean literally 60 breaths. We don't know.
There's can't a lot. Be a minute, 60 breaths in a minute.
There are a lot of views as to exactly what the Shittin Nishmin are, but what it means is, and also we said, that the horse sleeps standing up, and therefore you never actually get into bed with a comfortable pillow and a duvet. So that was that. But interesting is that if you now turn from Eile Eskero, which we say on Yom Kippur, to Aze Alvona Nadir HaTorah, which is the Asura Harugei Malkus that we say on Tisha B'Av, which we'll be saying, unless Mashiach comes, we'll be saying very soon Tisha B'Av. There, it says as follows. It says, why can't I find it? I prepared it. Yes. Ben Bovo Rabbi Yehuda Acharov. Hey Viru B'Shivron Lei V'Az Horo. The Azel Von and Adir HaTorah is written in poetry. Yeah, but he says, Ben Bovo Rabbi Yehuda Acharov, this is number 5. Yeah, actually, according to the Kinnas and Tisha B'Av, this is number 4. Rabbi Chanina B'Tradion was afterwards. And according to Eile Eskro, he's number 5. But it says, Ben Bovo Rabbi Yehuda Acharov, Aviyah B'Shem Alei Vazor, Neherag, he was killed. Ben, how old was he? Well, we said yesterday that from the age of 18 until the age of 80, he never had a good night's sleep. Yeah, or a good afternoon sleep. Yeah. That's what it said. Until 80 years. So here in Eile Eskro, so that was Eile Eskro, but in Adir HaTorah, it says, Auzel von Adir HaTorah, it says, Neherag ben Shivim Shono bidei Aruro. He was 70 years old. So again, there's a little bit of a doubt in history as to whether or not Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova was 70 or 80 years old. I remember yesterday I was talking to somebody in Shia. We weren't supposed to be talking in Shia, but he mentioned something during Shia, etc., etc. Mentioned something during Shia, and he started speaking about the Lubavitcher headquarters as 660. I don't know why. You know, we all corrected him. Oh, yeah. We all corrected him. 770. So here you've got the Peish on him, yeah, according to Eile Eskro, and Shivim Shana according to thing. But let's finish off with the Shimim Shono of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova of Alze Alvona Nadir HaTorah, and then compare it to Eile Eskro. So he finishes off, yeah, it's very short. Ben Bova Rabbi Dachro, Rabbi Yehuda Shivim Lei Vazhora. He was broken hearted. Nerag ben Shimim Shono bidei Arura. He was killed ben Shimim Shono by the cursed Roman governor, or whoever it was, the Roman officer. Yoshe Betanis Hoyo. He was fasting. Noki v'chosi bim lachtoi l'maharo. And he was a Noki and a chosid in the Avodah of the Rabbeinu Shloim. That's all it says in Aze Alvon Adir HaTorah. That's all it says. Ben Bova, according to them, was number 4 of the Surah Rodim Alphas. He was 70 years old. He was a Noki. He was a Tzadik. He was Tohar. And he was Yoshe Betanis. Now compare that to the story that we get a whole story in Eile Eskero of how Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova died. Says it was Erev Shabbos. All these things are not mentioned at all in Aze Alvon Adir HaTorah that we say on Tisha B'Av. And they brought him out to be killed on Erev Shabbos after 9 hours. Now it's the last 3 hours before. Nacht after Plaga Mincha, they brought him out. V'hiskel mevakesh mehem. And he begged them, b'chayechem, hamtinu li ma'at, wait for me, give me a little bit of time, my last wish as a person alive, I want to be kind of one more mitzvah. I want to be the kind of the mitzvah of making Kiddush Friday night. That was his request. Rabbi Eliezer will hear the rest of it tomorrow.
Started the Torah Way Notice London, Monday, Kaf of Tammuz, 6th of July. Rabbi Eli Goldstein, Shlita of Kodal Torahs Chanoch in Burim Wood. Rocha Achrona in the Summer, Part 1. This week's Torah is sponsored by Leon Nishmas. Moras Gitcha, Delang, Aliyah Shalom, Bas, Echova, Rav Mordechai's Chron Levrocha, whose yard site was yesterday. Olid Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Yosudov Ben Roshim Chol Shri Itzkowitz, Zechron Olive Rocha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had an interesting conversation with someone about the title of the shiur. Three interesting points to bring out. So they saw the title of the shiur is Brocha Achrona in the Summer. So it sounds like that if it's not the summer, you don't need to make a bracha chorna. So he was very intrigued. A few people asked me. So I explained, as we'll see, I have some interesting shailas about bracha chorna. For example, we'll see why it's a shaila in the coming shirim, Be'ez Hashem. For example, the person has a... Okay, it could be that it's more for children, but what's to our children? You have an ice pot in the summer. Then do you make a bracha achrona on that? I'll have to see what exactly is the shaila behind that. What's going to be a big discussion will be is what is this considered? Is it considered an achila or is it considered a shtir? Because in essence, all it is really is water which has been frozen. Ice cream, the cone, does the cone need a ala mechia? Another interesting shaila is if you have a milkshake with a straw, you drink anything out of a straw, does that have a bracha achrona? And one more interesting shaila I had. The person exercising. We'll get better. I'm going to discuss. How long does a person have to make the bracha achrona? So when a person exercising in the summer, and he becomes thirsty very quickly, in short intervals, so then how often should he make sure to make the bracha achrona? Does he have till the end of his exercise session, whatever it be? Or even if you're exercising, it's very hot, you get thirsty very quickly. So how long do we have? Now, that question we'll come to discuss in the coming part. Now, something else he said, actually interestingly enough, was as follows. Now, I don't know if it's a common mistake, but because of this conversation, I'm going to go back to the beginning. He said that he was 18 years old, and he was in a gate set, and he had an apple. And he made a in sholosh, he made a alamechim. And he said, Alapiris, so he sat down and made the brocha, and another brocha looked at him, and he was like, shocked, what are you doing? And he says, what do you mean? It says, Alapiris. And so the brocha explained to him, yeah, but main shalosh is only on Shiva Saminim. And he didn't know that. So, Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to come to explain that, just to be mugged, go all the way back to the beginning. I might be Dvarim Shutim, but I just want to go back to the beginning. And the other thing that he said in this conversation was, that he says he finds it very difficult to go to a meeting, with a goy, so you can just about get a bracha shona done. But to start doing a bracha achrona in front of a goy, it seems very strange. So then you end up delaying, and then you might end up forgetting, you might not have enough time. So with that in mind, I guess it's worth the chizuk in bracha achrona, and we'll come to discuss some halachas of bracha achrona. But what I'd like to discuss is four different aspects when it comes to bracha achrona. First of all, first we need to discuss how much you need to eat in order to become mechuv. That will be different when it comes to achila, when it comes to shtir. The shear, the time frame in which that food needs to be eaten. And then we'll discuss, Be'ez Hashem, until when does a person have an opportunity to make the bracha achrona. Okay, so let's go back right to the beginning. We have gimel bracha achronas. We have three different bracha achronas. We have, obviously, benching. And we learn that from Bochal de Savoto Virachta. There's a chiv de Raisa. If a person is Ochal Vesovea, most Rishonim hold that Svia is Svia Gemura, which means to say you're only Mechuyiv in our Torah if you have the proper Svia and you're satisfied. Then it says in the Apostle, Bochal de Savoto Virachta, and you have a chiv benching. And benching is one of the two chiv de Raisa when it comes to brochas. Benching and also of Birkas HaTorah. Okay. Next we have a main sholosh. Now, obviously, so benching is said, obviously, on lechem.
also pass the Baba Kislin if a person is Kaveh Sukkah, but also bench on that. Now, Mein Sholosh. Now, why is it called Mein Sholosh? Mein Sholosh literally means, like we say, Olam Haba, which is a taste of, or it's a condensed version. It says Mein Sholosh because there's three brachas which are derived in benching. And then the Ein Sholosh, if you look in the Alamechia, you'll find that the Alamechia is contained with a aspect of all those three brachas, which we find in Birchas Hamazon. At least three brachas deraisa are all included in Alamechia. Therefore, that's the reason why it's called Mein Sholosh. Now, not sure if this is so well known, but this actually, if this is deraisa to our bond, it's actually Machlokes Rishonim. Many Rishonim, though the Mishnah is Madaik and Machaber, that he holds it's Darabonim Mein Sholosh. However, many Rishonim hold that it's actually deraisa, which, again, I don't know how well known it is, which I guess also should awaken us to is really quite important. I mean, even if it were to be the Rabbanon, it would obviously be important, but it could be some Rishonim hold it's deraisa, even Mein Sholosh is deraisa. Now, and also let's add the oifen the person should say it. So we know obviously benching should be said sitting down, but even alamicha really should be said sitting down, as is brought in Kuf Pei Gimel. Certainly, if it's chameshes min hadagon, it should definitely be said in the chachila sitting down. That's the second Mein Sholosh, and that's said on Shiva Samilim only. Shiva Samilim only, not any other periods. Now, anything else which is not lechem, and which is not Shiva Samilim, you say a brain of foshes, and that for sure is a derabah. So those are three brach achunas. Benching is certainly deraisa if you're severe, if you have sphere. If you're not severe, if you eat just from a kazai, it's already your mechuyuv midarabonon. Mein sholosh, that could be deraisa, it could be derabonon. And when it comes to mein foshes, that for sure is derabonon, and that goes on anything which is not bread and not Shiva Samilim. Okay, so those are the three brachas. Now, Shaila is how much does a person need to eat in order to be mechuyav? So when it comes to bracha rishona, the Gemara says in brachas, the beginning of the parak ketz mevarachim, also the odom she'ena b'li bracha. And we understand from there, as the Gemara speaks out, that you can't eat even a tiny crumb without making a bracha rishona. You can't be nena without anything. Without making a bracha. When it comes to bracha achoyin, however, it's mavur that you do need to have a sheer achila. A sheer achila. And the reason explained is because of a chalto v'savota. When it comes to bench, you need an achila. And the chazal patterned it after the din deraisa. You need to have an achila. Now, just like we find there's a sheer achila when it comes to chiyuv mitzah, for example, matzah, mora. Whether it be any time, let's say a chiv shtir, a koisis, kiddush. So you need a proper achila, a proper shtir. Now, what's kisin achila and what's kisin shtir? So we'll see, there's obviously differences, we'll see, between achila and the shtir. So let's start with achila first. That's a bit easier. So achila, as we know, this no one argues on, the chiv achila is on the kazais. That's when it's considered that you've had the choshev achila. So, for example, if you're in Mekayim Mitzvah of Matzah, you need to be Kazayas. Obviously, there are other protim when it comes to Hilchos Pesach. When it comes to Isurim, for the person to be over, apart from Yom Kippur, for the person to be over, he would have to eat Kazayas to be Chayv Malkus, where it be. Less than that would be Pachas Mekshir, would be Chetzishir. But to be Chayv Achila, always when we're looking for Achila, it needs to be Kazayas. Now, Yom Kippur is different, slightly different, but we're not discussing that now. Now, what's a Kazayas? So, here it gets a bit complicated. A kazayis, according to Rabbi Chaim Noh, is about 27 grams, which is, if you work better in fluid ounces, is one fluid ounce. According to the Chazon Ish, it's 33.3 grams, and or if you work in fluid ounces, 1.3 fluid ounces. Now, Lamaisa, how we know for Bracha Achrona? So, Lamaisa, like this, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. When it comes to derisas, for example, matzah, yeah. When it comes to matzah or kiddush, Friday night, even though the kiddush could be already mekayim mitzvah of kiddush because you already davened, but because ikoroi, the ikor din of kiddush is derisa, and Chazal said do your kiddush ala yain. Therefore, he said you should be mechav yourself. You should bring yourself to the big shir. Which is, we'll see when it comes to shtir, is 150, we'll come to discuss that. That's what a person should have in his kois. A person should be makbud if he can. When it comes to matzah, chiv deraisa, he should be makpid for the bigger shin. However, when it comes to a drabonon, you could be makel. You can be makel for the smaller shin, which is 27 grams, about 27 grams. Now, when it comes to bracha achorina, so Rabbona brings b'shem Rabbi Yashiv that the minig is to be makel like the smaller shita, which is 27 grams, which they say is basically the size of a regular size matchbox, not the big ones and not the very small ones, the regular size ones. There's a very good sefer. Rabbona has a very good sefer, a thin sefer, and he goes to a very geschmack if you don't look at it on the Talmud, but it's got very nice pictures all the way through, all to scale, and tells you exactly how much you need to eat in order to mechuyav a bracha achorin. So that is what a kezias is. Now, there's another interesting case, go on.
Sorry, yeah. The Mishmar was before the Chazanish.
He's before, yeah, good. But
so he wouldn't have had the bigger shear.
Right, yeah,
so. Also, sorry, well, no, I think yes. The time zone Becher was very small.
Good, so, the truth is the Chazanish wasn't the first when he's this Machlok, the way it comes from the Achroinim, the Slach. And then really earlier, so that machlokes is doesn't quote the Chazanish, but it's called the bigger shir, the smaller shir, yeah. But it's what we refer to as kind of not and Chazanish, but yeah, obviously.
So because the Shulchan Aruch went by volume.
What?
The Shulchan Aruch went by volume, and
right.
Now we take on to make it easier for us to do it by weight.
Okay, fine.
Which is slightly different.
Right. So, okay, so I'm not getting too heavy into the. Into working out exactly the shim. Just if I'm going to tell you kazayas, I'd like to say what's brought down about the measurements in English in regular in English terms.
Flour, or like what? A piece of cake, which is the volume.
Yes.
You mean flour, chocolate,
okay, so that's not a shy. Do you mean starve everything or not? Okay, but we're not.
Slice of bread, got oil in.
No, that all goes in. That for sure all goes in. The shy would be, let's say you've got Yeah, let's for example, the strawberry flan, yeah, we've got a strawberry biscuit. Does the strawberry part get into it as well? Or the sandwich biscuit, did the cream part get involved? I'm not getting involved. If you look in Rabbona's sefer, you'll see it goes through any, for example, just off my head, I know that. You know those small sandwich biscuits? Oreos, yeah. So there he says, I think he says, if you eat two and a half of those, it's alamichya. If you need to eat two of them, then you make a brain of froshes. Because there's only enough mazonis in there to get to in two and a half. In two, you have enough brain foshes because of the cream. Okay, but we're not going to get, I don't want to get deeply into that. For that, the Maisa, again, that's a very, very worthwhile saving to have. Very helpful, my kids like playing at home, guessing. One kid reads out, and then we have to guess. Watch how many biscuits, how many flutes, whatever it is. Quite a fun, entertaining game on Friday night or Shabbos lunch. Okay, whatever it be. So that's a shit. Now, there's another interesting case where there could be a potential chiv. Now, there's a Gemara in Maseches Brochas, which talks about Rabbi Yochanan, who was brought a Zayas. And the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan made the Brocha on the Zayas. Made the Brocha with Shona or made the Brocha Achrona? Ask the Gemara the Kasha. How could he make a Brocha on the Zayas? Now, remember, the Shir of Brocha Achrona is the Zayas. Ask the Gemara, when he ate the Zayas, he must have taken out the pit. And if you took out the pit, it must be that it has less than a shear. So how can you make a bracha achorinah? Yeah? Again, he ate his eyes. Now, what's a shear bracha? He only ate his eyes. The Gemara Masada, he only ate his eyes. What's a shear bracha achorinah? He ate his eyes. So ask Gemara, surely when he took out the pit in order to eat it, botzle shura, you're missing in shear. If you're missing in shear, how can you make a bracha achorinah? Answers the Gemara Bavli. The Bavli answers as follows. He says, the Bavli says, that we're talking about the kazayas we need. The kazayas we need is the kazayas beinoni. And Rabbi Yochanan's case was a beinoni godol, a little beinoni, sorry, a kazayas godol. And therefore, by the time you've taken out the pit, it still remained the shear which was needed for bracha achorinah. That is how the Bavli takes the story. However, the Yushalmi takes the story slightly differently. The Yushalmi says that inasmuch it's true he took out the pit, yeah? It's Machlokes Rishonim how to understand this exactly. It's true that you might have taken out the pit and you didn't eat that. But in as much as you ate a beria, which means to say a full sholem, natural thing, and you ate that which could be eaten, therefore in such a case, that's also machavi bracha achorinah. We're looking for something which has a chashivas. So either you get chashivas through a mount, which is a shear of kazayas, or by eating a beria, so a dov sholem. Now a dov sholem doesn't mean if you eat a full biscuit, that's not called a beria. It means it in its natural state. For example, a very common case would be a grape.
a chickpea, a berry, whatever it be. So that is got a din berry. Now, Tosfos and the other Rishonim, the Tosfos, we'll go with Tosfos. Tosfos and Brocha says, originally starts off, it seems that the Bavli Shami are arguing each other. Because the Bavli did bring this as an answer. Says Mashma, the Bavli did not understand that berry is the reason to Mechad Mechoyim and Brocha Achronim. But then Tosfos has another side, and Tosfos says that no, it could be the Bavli Yishalmi agree that barrier is a reason to make a bracha achrona. But the Bavli Yishalmi just argue about what the case was. The Bavli thought the case was one case, and I'm not going to go into it now, why it wasn't considered a barrier, and the Yishalmi held it was a case of a barrier. But the Bavli could potentially agree to the Yishalmi. Now, so it comes out like this. Tosfos is Mesupuk. He's not sure whether or not the Bavli agrees to Yishalmi. Tosfos says, if the Bavli argues with Yishalmi, for sure you're passing out the Bavli, and therefore you're not Mechuyev on the berry. Now, it's a very big nafkimina. Again, you take a grape, one grape, that's Zicha, not a Kazayas. It's certainly not a Kazayas. According to the Bavli, you're not Mechuyev Brocha Achorin until you have a Kazayas. According to the Yishalmi, you are Mechuyev. So now you're getting into a sticky situation. So, just say what's brought over here, the halacha, in Resh Yud, yeah, the Mechaber says, Yesh mistak begloima, shadovashu kubriyosa, something which is kubriyosa, in its natural state, he couldn't gargle sha'onav, one grape, with sha'rimon, shu'vorchim la'achrov, afal bishu'im u'kazayas. Now he said, there's some mesupik, it could be that if you eat just the berry, you're mechuyim u'brach ha'achrona. Lakach nochin nizor, shu'le'echol berry u'pochot u'kazayas. Therefore, a person should be careful not to eat a berry less than the kazayas. Because then you're getting yourself into sofik. Are you mechuyev in bracha achorina or not? Now, so let's just say, what do we say lemaisa l'alocha? So again, we've got a sofik, whether or not how to pass again. If a person has a barrier, are you mechuyev in bracha achorina or not? The Mechaber brings the sofik down. Now, Mechaber says the best thing is to avoid. So if you're eating grapes, make sure you have a kazayas. Or cut them up in a way before you bite into them. By cutting them up, you're not eating a berry anymore. It's only if you eat it sholim. If you cut it up first, then it wouldn't be considered that it's a berry. Now, so, l'chachila, a person would try and avoid this shaila either by cutting up or making sure to eat kazayas. If not, l'maisa, however, because we say sorry, brocha l'akol, you would not make a brocha achrona in that case until you ate a kazayas for sure, which we gave the shir earlier, which was says about 27 grams. Okay, so that is when it comes to achila. What about shtiyah? And this is where it, again, gets a bit more complicated, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to come discuss very negative cases like coffee, tea. We'll see why it comes in a moment. When it comes to shtia, so just like we said when it comes to nachila, chosh vachila, we look for a kazayas. When it comes to a shtia, however, so here, however, we have a bit of machlokas, right? Some say kazayas, yeah, how that translates into liquid. Some say moli lugmov, which is roiv revirs, and some say revirs. Machlokas is shown. Now, again, that leads us into a bit of an awkward situation. Because if you drink more than a kazayas worth, right? Which let me just say I've got. So I meant to bring a cup. I have a cup. This is 10 ounces. Yeah, these cups over here are 10 ounces, and we'll see how they look in a moment. Yeah, I meant to. That's just next time I'll try to bring a cup. I'm going to draw around it where the 3 ounces go. So a kazayas according in fluid ounces. Yeah, according to Rabbi Chanan, is only one fluid ounce. These cups are 10 ounces. These cups are 10 ounces. There's 10 kazesim in such a cup, right? So now, Lamaisa, we say now not the following. That inasmuch as the machlokes, if you ate just the kazais, you drank just the kazais, I should say, then you're getting yourself into sofuk, and therefore you can't make a bracha. Because again, sofuk bracha is the hakel. You can't make a bracha in such a case. You can't make a bracha in such a case. The Maisa, a person should avoid it, but if he didn't, you would only make a brocha achroina if you ate had the shtia of a revius. Now, how much is revius? Again, we have a machlokas. I'm going to go just with, we'll say both. Rabbi Chaim No holds Gematria Kois, which is 86, cc, which is 2.3 ounces.
3.03.
What
is that?
3.03.
What is?
86
is 3.3.
3.2.
You're right, so you're right, thank you. I wrote Z here, right. 3. What?
0.3.
Fine. So now if you look again, if you look at these cups over here, yeah, if you look at these cups, so these are 10, so this is about a third of this cup. Yeah, you'd be b'chuv
in the bracha achrona when you had the reverse worth of it. Now, Ruchan, so that's Gematria Kois, which is 86 cc. According to Chazanesh, it's 150, which is Gematria Kois Hogan, which is 150. Easy way to remember, and it's 5.3. So again, it's about half of such a cup. Now, again, like we said, for a deraisa, when it comes to kiddush in the night, person should remember that at least the kois should hold that much, 150. When it comes to rabbonos, you can go, and the bracha achron, you can go with the smaller share, which is 86 or 3 ounces if you prefer fluid ounces. 3.03. Yeah, good. Good. Now, okay. So that is the share reverse. Okay. So again, only until that, only when you get to that point, can you be sure that you can make a bracha achron. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. Yeah. How quickly does a person need to eat it? Okay, so let's go first to Achila and Shtir. So again, when it came to Achila, we're looking for Gezais. When it comes to Shtir, we're looking for Revias. And who are them for a mitzvah? We're looking for, we'll see. It's not so posh when it comes to Shtir. When it comes to a mitzvah, it gets a bit more complicated. We're not going to discuss that. So again, when it comes to Achila, we're looking for Gezais. When we're looking for a Shtir, at least for Bokha Achoyna, we're looking for a Revias. Now, Gezais. How quickly can I eat it? Can I take 20 minutes and eat it, and then I'm mechuyev? So, no, it's not. We know there's a shear called kedei achilas pras, which is the amount of time it takes to eat, again, three or four beitzim, machlokus. Lemaisa, how long is that? About three or four minutes, that's what Aruch HaShulchan says. So a person needs to eat within 4 minutes. More than 4 minutes, if a person takes a longer time to eat his kezayis, in more than 4 minutes, he would not make a bracha achrona in such a case. So that's slightly easy when it comes to achila. When it comes to shtir, so then we have it's more complicated, yeah? And I'll tell you where it comes in. It comes in Hilchas Yom Kippur, yeah? I'm assuming it's that way, you know, because you're a doctor, and you know it from Shirim, yeah? So see, this is where we have, over here, this is where the deal is, like this. We have a machlokis between the Rambam and the Ravid, which is brought l'alacha, a stam and yesh. When it comes to shtir, again, so when it comes to achila, for sure, you need to eat the share, and this is also to Mekami Mitzvahs, you also need to eat within the share of Kedayachilis Pras. It's another reason why a person shouldn't talk on Leil Seder night. Yeah, anyway, shouldn't eat and talk because of a Hefzat for the Bracha Achila, but a Hefzat inside the Bracha, but also because if you talk, it's going to be very hard. Like, for example, Afikomon, there's no Bracha, right? But however, a person should also avoid talking, because if you talk, then you end up very hard to eat it within the share. Which person should endeavor? You have to eat it in the shir, otherwise not become mitzvah. So now, when it comes to shtir, what's the shir? So this is what the Mechaber says in Tof Reish Beis. The shir is Rambam. First, he says shosa ma'ad v'chaz v'shosa. In yesh mitzchila shtir v'shir atzoy shtir achrona kedei shtir es reviz mistaf v'kashir. Says the Mechaber, if a person drinks a bit and then stops and starts again, as long as he has from the beginning of the shtir until the end of the shtir, a kedei shtir is revius, which is obviously much shorter than the amount of time it takes to have a kedei achilas pras. Kedei achilas pras is about 3-4 minutes. Kedei shtir is revius is much, much shorter time. Much, much shorter time. And it's explained as follows, that means to say, what is the regular amount of time it takes to drink a revius? Assuming you're drinking in two sips, I should say, with a short gap in between. So I don't know, someone could work that out, how much it takes. It doesn't take very long. Yeah, nowhere near 3 or 4 minutes. It takes to drink however long it takes in two gulps. It doesn't mean you have to not breathe, but two sips with a gap in between, that would be kedei shtias revias. Then, according to Mechaber, you'd be chuyuv, you have chiv on Yom Kippur. And when it comes to bracha achrona, we'd be mechuyuv to make a bracha achrona. Now, however, that's the shittah of Mechaber. So again, that's very different to the amount needed for very different to the amount needed for achila. V'yesh omim, says the Ravid, sheshir sirif ashir kedei achilas pras. The Ravid, however, learns not like that. Ravid learns as the yesh omim in Tov Reish Yud Beis in Hilchos Yom Kippurim says it's the same as achila. It's also kedei achilas pras, which is again 3-4 minutes. So it's a much bigger amount of time. Which means, obviously, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's a chumrah, because it means if a person is eating shirim, you would need to space it out much larger. So you've got stam v'yesh. Now, the ma'aseh, it's mashma, as the Mishnah says, it's mashma that the mechaber goes with the stam,
and he therefore holds that the Zman for Shtiyah is much shorter. It's Kadesh Shtiyah Suvias, and he doesn't go with Vyesh. However, the Gra, as he said, as Mishabu brings to Rishud, does hold like the Ravid, that you get the Zman of Tiachidus Pras. Now, the Maisa, how's the person doing? So, the Maisa Mishabu, again, I'm not going to get involved people's Minhagim, could be different people have different Minhagim, but the Maisa Mishabu himself holds that a person cannot make a Bracha Achorina unless, and certainly when it comes to when you mechuyev to drink a revius, a person should endeavor to drink it. When you mechuyev to drink something, you should endeavor to drink it kadesh to his revius. And when it comes to bracha achorin, you cannot make a bracha achorin unless you eat, you drink, I should say, kadesh to, which again is much, much shorter amount of time than kadesh to his price. Yeah? So that's the mice how it comes out according to the Mishabura. Again, it could be people have different hogum, but the mice, the Mishabura's paskening, that a person should make a bracha achorin unless he drinks it within kadesh to his revius. Very good. So what about, so it comes like this. Now what about drinking a hot drink? So now according to what I just said, it should come out, you have a hot coffee, tea, soup. Yeah? So you can't drink that possibly, otherwise you're going to scorch yourself. You're not going to be able to drink it in Kadesh Tears, because you can't drink in two gulps with a small gap. At best, maybe you get to drink it a coffee in the Achilles Pras. But you won't be able to do it shorter than that. So now, when it comes to, according to what I've just said now, should come out as follows, that when it comes to a hot drink, a person should not make the Bracha Achorina. So, the mice again, there are many different minhagim, and everyone should ask for own Merara, or they'll know what the minig is. The Fina Mishabura, a person has a hot drink, a person would not make a Bracha Achorina. Yeah. Again, assuming that you didn't drink it crazily quick, it could be you have a bottle of doubt if you did that. The mice is not possible. You can't possibly drink it that way. Therefore, you would not be mechuyev bracha achorina. However, there are cholkim, and they say as follows. They say when it comes, yes, you're right. When it comes to regular having a Coke, for sure, if I ate the kadeh achilas pras, only kadeh achilas pras, and not within the two sips, for sure you're not mechuyev bracha achorina. When it comes to hot drink, in as much that's derech l'shtosikah, that's the way you drink it. So therefore, the shear by a hot drink is longer because that's the regular way you drink it. And therefore, even though when it comes to a regular drink, it's kadesh tias revius. When it comes to a hot drink, the maisa you have the longer shear. Now, the maisa again, the Mishnah Berurah brings that such a shitta, and he says, however, yeah, he says minigah oilam is not to go to the shitta, not to make the bracha achorina. And he says, Anshei Maisa, what they do is they leave off. You see, some people leave off at the end of their drink a revius. Again, which is, we said, a revius is 2.3 ounces. So you can work out based off this cup, yeah, how much it is. You have to leave off quite a lot from your coffee in order to do that, which is quite a big thing. Loved after you mchuv to do that in order to mechav yourself bracha achorina, yeah, because you leave off quite a lot of your coffee in order to be able to make it work. And if you leave it to be cold, not too cold. If you leave it cold and you drink it cold, you'll be able to drink it quicker. But some people don't like cold coffee, so it's maybe not such a good etzah. But Maisi brings such an etzah, that's what Anshei Maisa do. You can also be mechayev yourself a bracha achorina in a different way, having a cold drink. Just make sure they have water, because if you're not thirsty, yeah, and you don't want to drink, we know when it comes to water, you're not chuyev bracha achorina, and not a bracha achorina. So drinking the water, you just made yourself another shayla. So don't do that. Unless you're thirsty, then you can do that as well. So, yeah.
You have a full cup.
So you drink coffee,
you just
Karagil.
3.03.
No, 2.3 ounces. 86.
Leave that at the end.
Yeah.
Which means that your share that you drank is.
No, so don't leave it and then drink it. And you can drink that normal. You can drink that Karagil like a regular drink.
Why? Because it's cold, you mean?
You'll be able to. No, because then you can drink it normally. You can't drink, if it's too hot, it's too hot to drink.
Yeah. I mean, normally when you have a hot coffee, by the time you get to that level...
I don't know about you, me not. I don't know. I don't have any milk in and I drink it all the way. I don't like it when it's cold. It tastes disgusting. So I only like it when it's hot. I have a bite hot.
Not that much.
Okay, so let's just summarize. Let's share. We'll carry on next time. We'll try to go over. We'll just cast it over, and we'll go by to see how much time a person has. We said as follows: we said there's three brachas. There's brachas on ozen, which is the derisa. So there, main shalosh is machlokes is shown if that's the derisa, and that's in shivas aminim. Brin foshes is the rabbon on, and it's on anything else. The shay which you need to drink, lemaisa is like this. When it comes to achila, it's a kzayis. When it comes to shtia, a revius. And when it comes to achila, it's kedachilis pras. When it comes to shtia,
the maisa, you would only make the bracha if you ate it in, within the time frame, dragged within time from Kateish to Yisrevias. When it comes to hot drink, there's different minhagim. The maisa, again, Mishua passes not to, and you can work out different etzes to mechayev yourself on a bracha achoyna. However, there are some people which do make on a hot drink, and as much as that's the normal way to drink it, they bring the shame of Rizuya Albach. He asked his father, how come that you do make a drink on a hot drink? And he said, because that I got as a Kabbalah. However, I don't tell other people to do that. I say other people should follow the Mishavura. So again, everyone should ask and work out what their own minhag is, but there are different minhagim when it comes to that hot drinks. When it comes to hot drinks, things like that, what a person would do in that case.
So, what's the ice box?
They say the mice is a shtir, and they say shtir, and therefore, so you don't drink it quicker. You don't eat it quicker. Yeah, you can't eat a shtir, you won't eat it to be a shtir. When it comes to the ice box, you won't eat it, it's considered a shtir, and you don't drink it quick enough. So therefore you're not mukhiyah, it wouldn't be mukhiyah. No, bracha chayim.
You just lick it one time.
Yeah, exactly. Lollipop, same thing. For sure lollipop, yeah.
So, when I do surgery before your people, that's different.
What do you mean?
Surgery, we advertise it,
doing that.